Chapter 6. Let all who are under a yoke as slaves regard their own masters as worthy of all honour, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be reviled. And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them because those whom they are serving are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things. The danger of riches. If anyone teaches a different doctrine and consents not to sound words, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which shows reverence towards God, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, which come from envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, wranglings of men corrupted in mind and bereft of the truth, who suppose that reverence towards God is a way of gain. But reverence towards God with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, for neither can we carry anything out. But having food and covering, we shall be content. But they that are intent on being rich fall into a temptation and a snare, and many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men to destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, which some, by seeking for, have been led astray from the faith, and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these material things, and instead pursue after righteousness, reverence towards God, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on the eternal life whereunto you were called, and did confess the good confession in the sight of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, keep the commandment without stain, without reproach, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. In due time he shall show him who is the blessed, the only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only has immortality, dwelling in light unapproachable, whom no one has seen nor can see, to whom be honour and power eternal. Amen. Instruct those that are rich in this present world that they are not proud, nor have their hope set on the uncertainty of riches, but instead on God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let the rich do good, that they be rich in good works, that they be ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on the life, which is life indeed. O Timothy, guard that which was committed to you, turning away from the profane babblings and oppositions of false knowledge, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with you.